Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so interested in our man. Show from my new location from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny. We are here every Monday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and we're sponsored by the Optimize My Life radio show and the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection is a nonprofit organization whose motto and mission are helping others by helping them help others. And the Hope Collection is based off of 8 core values, which are faith, health, and wellness, housing, arts, energy, family values, food, clean water, and education programs that will benefit all members and their families, such as job training resources, college credit courses, and small business opportunities. And as always, if you'd like to call in and just listen to the show or join in the conversation, the number is 1-714-816-4686. And now I like to read a verse from the Bible. It is from Romans 3, verse 19. Now we know whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world will be held accountable to God. And I see, I have a question for everybody today. We're doing a program or a show on today about faith and being faithful to God in your family and your friend and friends that are faithful to you. And the question is, what are you faithful for? And is your faith in God stronger today than ever? I'd like to open up the phone lines now and listen to your comments. Thank you very much. Hello, Mother.
Well, hi there, Kurt.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And faith is a very good subject today in this mad world that we're living in now. And It just helps me so very much to pray about things that are troubling me. I know God is listening. God listens to everyone. And my faith is growing as I grow older, actually. And I'm sitting out here on my deck in the sun. It is just beautiful, looking at the leaves, all different colors, and I'm so grateful to God that I have my eyesight to see all this, the beauty that He has given us. And, I thank Him for everything He's given me.
We should bless God every single day.
I do. I really do.
And sometimes we get angry at God because we don't see the blessings, but the blessings are there. One of the blessings is he gives you another day to live.
Uh-huh. That's very true. Uh-huh.
So, I'm blessed for having a lovable family. I'm blessed to have friends, and I'm also blessed to have listeners out there that support my show. And I'm also blessed for the life God has provided me with. I know it's been up and down for a while, but as I go older, the blessings are there. I can see them.
And as you grow older, does your faith grow stronger?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh.
It does. And you realize after you hit a certain age in life that, each day is a gift. You don't know if you're going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, boy, that's true. Very true.
You live, life in the moment.
No.
Oh, I hear Mary. Is that Mary?
No, that's not Mary yet. That was Derek. He was talking to his mother.
Who is that?
So that was Derek.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Kurt.
Hi, how you doing today? We're talking about faith and how faithful are you?
Yeah.
So tell me, have you been blessed by God?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me the blessings you have with God.
I don't know. I pray to God send me more people I can help.
Yeah, you do. And he has.
Yeah.
He has.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I gave somebody a hope card yesterday morning at the gas station.
Oh, you handed out a hope card?
Yeah, to somebody at the gas station, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He'll look into it.
Good for him. Good, I'm glad. You have to spread hope every day to people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we need hope in the world right now.
Yeah, bad, very badly.
With what's going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. And sometimes people don't see that hope in them. They don't see the hope, but the hope is around. And we have to spread it through God's word. So, Jared, what are you thankful for God? What is God?
I'm thankful I have a job.
Right.
What do you do, Derek?
I wash dishes for Chartwell's, the cafeteria at Tennessee Tech University.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Do you cook food there?
No, I just washed the dishes. I collect the dishes from the dishwasher. I run them through.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big job.
That's a big job, but I need to go back to work to Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I wish we get our partner stores back,
What did you say, Derek?
I wish we get our partner stores back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And are you, next week is Thanksgiving, Derek. Are you going to get together with your family?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Okay. And I see you friending me on Facebook the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Is Mary coming on? Mary, are you there?
No, she's not here. We don't know what she has any problems with her phone. I tried calling her and it won't go through.
You want me to try to call her?
Would you?
No. I got Mary. Is it a 507 number?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yet, but he's probably busy because they're kids. He's got a kids he's got to take care of, right?
Right. I'll give you her number, okay?
No, I don't want her to get mad at me. Let it go, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to call and listen to this radio show. Just listen and learn.
Yeah. Nope, she's not on yet. You want her number, Eric?
No, I got her number.
Okay, sounds good. So, while Derek is calling Mary, I want to ask everybody out there, can you share or tell us about how faith has formed or shaped your life? I know we have a lot of listeners, but we don't have anybody calling in, but that's okay. If you just don't want to call in, that's fine. I just want to ask you something where how has faith shaped your life? And as you grow older, has your faith with God made you stronger? I see we have a 716 call. Can you say hi?
Sure I can. How you doing? This is Queen from Buffalo. How you doing there,
hello,
Mr. King?
Hi, Queen.
Hello.
This is Kurt.
Hi. Yes, I'm in the background listening, and I'm glad I caught the show today. I'm normally running around with babies and stuff, and today it's a little quiet, and I got to catch the show, I'll be enjoying it and listening, and I'll come back in.
Sounds good, Queenie.
Well, how is everything going with you? Yes, is this Mr. K?
No, this is Kurt. I host the show on
Kurt.
Monday.
Hey, Kurt. Yeah. Okay, hey Kurt. Okay, well, Kurt, I'm on the line listening. My energy is here, and
I see Mary's here. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Mary. How you doing today?
Good.
Hi, Mary.
Good.
Hi.
We're doing a show on faith, and You know, I told my mom, I said, as I get older, my faith for God is getting stronger every day. And I'm very faithful for his blessing and for having a very lovable family and friends that support me, and I support them. So how do you feel about faith? Is it stronger as you get older, Mary?
I've always had strong faith.
Good.
There's a saying in the Army, there's no atheist in a foxhole.
Yeah, right.
And it's true. That is true. Yeah. So, well, I believe that faith isn't it faith a personal journey with you, with God? Is it, or is it? Do you share your faith with everybody else, or do you keep it to yourself?
What? Somebody's got a lot of background noise, Kurt. I can't hear you.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go outside. Are you Mary, you see the dashboard at all on?
Of course.
All right, hold on.
Let me guess. Your mom's making lunch right now.
Okay.
Your mom's making lunch, ain't she, Kurt?
Yeah, probably sure. She is. Hold on.
Yep, I muted
she's
her.
Off the port. Yep, she is. Okay. Sorry about that. You know how moms are.
Can't wait an hour?
No, she's on a schedule. She has to go see her doctor at 1. That's why she's making lunch. So, now can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So, here we are. Okay, good. Thank you for muting her. So, what was the question? Oh, the question was, when I get older, when I become older, I become very faithful with God. Okay? I take it every moment. I take it moment by moment and not by day by day. And I think a good friend of mine told me that. I think her name was Mary. She's taking a life, you know, moment by moment. And so, can everybody hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
That's good. Good. I'm coming from the basement of my new house. Or my new house. So.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
It's cold. It's cold here. Freezing, freezing cold.
Where are you from? So, okay, faith, as we know that faith is a power or some feeling you have towards God. And my mom was on the phone earlier. She said as she gets older, her faith grows more and more towards God. And I believe that's right. If you hit a certain age in life, Now, you look at your life and you see that, you know, you might only have 20, 30 years left. So the faith, me personally, the faith does grow stronger. And my beliefs in God are stronger too, because as I get older, I have more challenges in life, and I have to pray to Him to have Him guide me to find solutions to these challenges. And I was wondering, to everybody who's listening, has your faith grown now as you get older?
But faith has nothing to do with God. Faith is just believing in something, anything. Faith in yourself.
Right.
Believe it in yourself.
Right. Well, you have to, you believe in
yourself.
You need
to stipulate, okay, is your faith in your religion, faith in your God. You have to, you can't just say faith and put it as faith in God, because that's two different things.
Right. Okay.
Faith is all what you believe in.
If you have faith in you, what your faith would be stronger in you than in stronger inside you. Correct?
What are you talking about?
You said that you should have, and I agree, you have to have faith and yourself. You know, then you will have to have faith in God, because God's the almighty, all perfect.
No, but you don't have to believe in God to have faith. Atheists have faith in the sun rising and setting. They believe in science. They have faith in science, that science is the answer to everything. That doesn't mean they don't have faith. Faith has nothing to do with God. Faith, all faith is what you believe in as an individual. And that's the best part of this country, is that you can believe in whatever you want. You have some dumbasses that turn around and have faith that the world's flat.
Yes, they do. Yes.
You have
the
Egyptians, and their faith was in different gods. You have the Romans and the Greeks that believed in different gods and goddesses. But they had faith. Everybody believes in something. It doesn't mean it's God. Jehovah's Witnesses believe in Jehovah, which is their version of God.
Right.
Muslims believe in Allah. Their God. Faith has nothing to do with one or the other. All faith means is you believe in something.
But isn't it a personal belief, though? I believe in God, so that's where my faith goes, right? I mean,
that's fine. That's what you believe. And that's what I believe. But that has nothing to do with faith. Unless you stipulate that faith is God, your faith in God. That is what your moral compass tells you. You have a faith in God. But not everybody has a faith in God.
No, that's true. Nobody, you can have a faith in a tree if you wanted to. Yeah, I understand that. But
of faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. That's it. That's all faith means.
Oh. So, you should have faith in yourself, and that's what you should believe in yourself. and you also, whatever higher being you have faith in, whatever it is. So.
But why do you have to have a faith in a higher being? Scientists
that's
don't.
How,
atheists don't.
Well, I know, but that's how some people are grown up with in church and stuff, and that's how the religious part of our life always said you have to have faith in God. And that's how I.
But you don't have to. It's a choice.
I know.
That's the great part of this country, is that you don't have to have a faith in a God or in a higher being. It's your choice to have that faith.
Yeah, I agree. It's my personal choice to have faith in God. And it's maybe you have some people have other ways of having faith in something, which is what you're right. It makes up this great country like that, because people can have faith in anything, and which is their privilege.
It's not a privilege, it's a right. Completely different.
Oh, yeah.
The freedom of religion is a right that was given to us in our Constitution. Also, our freedom
correct.
Of speech. Those are rights. Those are given to us no matter what. They cannot be taken away. A privilege is something that can be taken away. Something that is earned, and it's subject to the beholder.
Beholder, which is what? Anything you want to have faith in, or is it beholder of?
No, it depends on what country you're living in. Right now, the privilege can be taken away by our government, but a right can't be taken away. A right is given to us no matter what. That's the part of being born here.
Yes, it's a part of being American. Yes. Yes. That's what makes this country unique. It gives you the freedom to do whatever you, anything you want in the religious aspect. So. It's very interesting. Well, the founding fathers put that in, that religious freedom, into the Constitution, because they didn't want a government to take over, tell you what to worship or to have faith in. And you're right, you should have faith in yourself. I totally agree with that. No. Faith. Faith is very. I don't know. No, you think? Oh my God! That is Oliver. That's Oliver. So, I had faith. I'd have faith in myself to become a better person. Now, and it's been a while, it's been a long time for me to have faith in myself, but then I have a lot of support, and one of them, support I get, and Mary, would you say it was fate that we met?
No.
Okay. No?
It has nothing to do with faith, because I wasn't looking to meet anything. I wasn't believing in looking for anything. I just went.
Yeah. You saw me, and you said, hey, let's be friends. But
if you want to put it that way, then it was divine intervention.
But isn't that faith?
No.
Okay.
Your faith, your belief in divine intervention, but I wasn't believing and looking to meet anybody. I just went on a rant. I was irritated, and I voiced my opinion.
You did. And somehow I agreed with you, and that's how it all happened. So meeting your wife or husband, that's not, that's divine intervention, but that's not faith. Faith, meeting your husband or wife. Some people can say that, like, it was all fate that I met my wife, or it was all fate that I met my husband. But realistically, it was bound to happen. I believe in your life and the divine intervention that would happen. Because I had to go out to California to meet my wife. So, interesting. Hello, we got a 786 number here. How are you doing? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. Well, I just wanted to call in, maybe get some wisdom or some words of advice, because I think I have AIDS because I fucked this fat chick and her pussy smelled like rotten fish and cabbage.
All right, that's enough.
No, none of that.
That's enough. You get all kinds on this radio show sometimes.
Wow. I'm glad you got rid of him.
Yeah. Oh, he's not the worst of it. Mary and I can tell stories. So, divine inspiration.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hello? Somebody speak?
Yeah, you can be driving along in a storm and you can say, oh, I have faith that I will get there.
Yes.
But in my situation, when I said that, if I were driving in a storm, I would be speaking to God. And, you know, I agree with Mary. Some people don't. Some people do not believe in God, and that's their right.
I'm jerking my cock off right now. Can you give me a second? I'm almost.
Kurt, I have to sign off now.
Okay, Mom.
Okay.
Bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay. Whoa. All right, we have a lot of background noise here. All right.
It was me. I was walking through the house trying to find my wallet so that my check finally came through so I can get my other phone working again.
Yay. Yeah, there you go. That's fake.
My check was late.
Yeah, I tried calling you over the weekend. And I kept on coming a number blocked. So.
Yeah, you could have called the other phone number.
I could have, but I didn't. I forgot what it was. So I'm sorry. You know, I don't have to write it down. My fault. My bad.
Or send a message on Facebook.
I'm bad. We're going through a lot of stuff right now. I'll tell you after the show.
All right, my phone works again.
Woo-hoo. Yay! Oh, where do we leave you off? Anyway. Divine intervention is, I believe, is the path, because I had to go out to California to meet my wife, and we've been together for 30 years. That would be fate. That would be fate to when we met, because we had
that you and your wife were together for 30 years?
Yes. Yes, 1990. Actually, it will be 30 years next August, 1993. So,
depends on what kind of husband you are.
I should be a good husband. I'm a good husband.
Should be.
I am.
Now, the question is if you ask, the question is if you ask her the correct question, what's she going to say?
Well, we don't want to go there.
So that is faith on her part to put up with you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like my husband having faith to put up with me.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems as you two are totally opposite, but you're still attracted to each other. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, yeah, no, we're polar opposites, but that's what works.
Right.
Because if we're too much alike.
Oh, geez.
I'd be married to myself. And
yeah.
Why? The world's not being punished.
Yes. That's the same. That's true. Because that's the same thing I would be. I'd be married to myself.
You know, you need the Indian and you need the chief. Or, you know, in our world, it's the commander-in-chief and the soldier.
I take it you're the commander.
No, Jesus is the commander in our house.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
But
yeah.
I'm second in command. And not by choice. There's days where you don't want to always be in charge and figure everything out.
No. That's where you, that's, two heads are better than one sometimes. The one here, old city.
Yes. It's starting to snow here. It's just a little drifting snow, it's nothing, you know.
Right.
So they want to go outside, but it's snowing and it's cold, so they don't want to go outside. So they sit and whine.
Yeah. And
irritate the crap out of me in the process.
Buffalo is supposed to get their first lake effect on Wednesday. Well, I guess it's coming from you.
Well, it depends on which one you got, because northern Minnesota had blizzard conditions between North Dakota, South Dakota, and up by Canada. That's
mm-hmm.
going across through Michigan. And then we just get a dusting. That's not going to stay.
Yeah, they say it could be a lake effect snow on Wednesday for them. So it could be from you. So, anyway. So, we got a couple issues going on, couple of topics, and I learned that, from today that you should have faith in yourself too, instead of, God, which is okay. What's all right, Okay. So, and it's, I don't know. It's really, really, sometimes it's quite worrying about faith, too. Like, good. So, anyway, I'm running out of words.
Kurt, you're in out of words 15 minutes after you started the show.
Oh, you're funny. So, true. That's funny. You take it away, man. I think that, I learned a lot from you today. Because I always taught that you have to have faith in God, but now you said that you have to have faith in yourself. I've learned that.
Well,
you
have to have, it doesn't have to be yourself. You have to have faith in something. You have to believe in something.
Right. Yeah.
Depending on your household and how you were raised, you're told and taught to have faith in God. That's because that's how you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
My children are raised to believe in God, but it's not where they have to. They choose to, because we choose to have that choice, because I fought hard to make sure everybody has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. Hang on, Ariana, I'm on the phone. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if they decide to change their religion when they get older, hang it up. My kids, when they get older, that's their choice. But they
right.
need to believe in something.
Yes, they. Yeah, that would be their choice when they get older. Yes. Same thing with my son.
There's
my
a fine
daughter.
Line you walk, because if we force them to believe something, believe in everything that we tell them to believe in, then they don't become independent thinkers and don't learn to think for themselves. Now my daughter, she believes in God. So does my son. But that's with.
Mm-hmm.
They use that as their moral compass to do what's right and wrong. You know, my six-year-old,
yeah.
who's autistic, and he surprised the heck out of me yesterday, and I took him to the store and to the gas station. Normally, he barrels himself through the doors. But there was a lady walking to the door, and she was going to hold the door open for him. And he turned around and told her no, and he waited till the lady walked in the door.
Wow. That's a nice son you have there.
That day.
Yeah, that day.
But,
you know,
it's a step.
Yeah. Yeah. We raise our children on faith, too. And as they get older, they had to decide either to go their own path, which, you know, every child has to do that. Now they believe in God, they believe in themselves, and they don't, you know, they don't. I was raised going to church every Sunday, and we really didn't push that issue on the kids when they were growing up, and now they decide they don't feel they need to go to church, but they still believe, you know, in God, and they have faith in him and faith in themselves, which I am very comfortable with. So, that's my, you know, they're in their 20s. They know what life is all about sometimes, you know, at their age. And, you know, I guess when you get older, like I am, you know, you have to lean more on yourself, too, to go through the challenges, believing in yourself. And have support from others. Like, I have support from my family, my mom, my family, my friends, Mary, who probably wants to strangle me sometimes, but that's okay. I understand. She is my radio wife, and I accept that. Thank you, Mary. And anyway, we got 8 more minutes left. And Mary, you want to make a talk about our new social media platforms?
The website is down at the moment. I hit the wrong button and deleted it, so I have to put it back up.
Okay.
But if you go to optimizemylife.info, you can register for newsletters and updates. And our podcast is now on all major forms of, or the radio show is on all major podcasting stations. If you go to Optimize My Life on Amazon, Audible, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, or Google Podcast, we are there.
Okay, and we're going to be doing evening shows too at 9:30. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, folks, we're almost out of time. I had a really great topic today. It's really good. People, thank you for calling in. I learned a lot personally, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who joined the show. And without you, this show wouldn't be possible without you. And I'd like to encourage you to listen to tomorrow's show with Rick Reese and Ron Creighton. They will be talking about a world travel business opportunity and travel at wholesale cost. And as always, you can catch up on your favorite radio shows. We are now on iHeart, Spotify, and all other social media outlets. Or you can go to www.thehopecollection.com, tap on Live My Life radio shows, and just look for my show, The Guiding Light with Kurt. And if you'd like to listen to other shows, please click on them and enjoy them. God bless, take care, and be safe.